Oh, is the cute little hunter finally awake? Good morning, sleepyhead. It's early in the morning, so nice and dark out. I hope your head's not hurting too much. Using that spell to knock someone out is never painless, but it does the trick. Don't try to move, darling. I made those ropes myself and they've never broken or even weathered. You look so cute when you're a little terrified, like a little deer facing down a wolf. Monster? I'm not a monster. Monsters don't make their prey feel like heaven. Only a witch like me could. And I'm going to make you feel so, so good. Finally noticed your clothes are off, My darling little hunter. I don't want you dead. I don't even really want to hurt you. I just need your comb. For a charm, of course. It calls for the essence of life. And while blood works just fine, cum is so much more potent. But you're still so soft. Maybe a couple of kisses will get you going? Has any woman treated you like this before? Maybe only in your dreams. But I think you deserve a little bit more than any regular whore could give you. Almost there. I don't want to make you burst too quickly. I need to get my vials ready. But maybe a little bit of suckling will get you all the way there. Tastes surprisingly good. A little musky. That's what I would have expected from an outdoorsman like you. Must have just gone into town to bathe and rest, right? You should feel honored. Most people can't say that a witch has sucked their cock before. Especially not from a cute little hermit like me. It's been ages since I've seen other people. I was almost getting lonely. But then who comes stalking around my woods but a cute, strong hunter? You know, even if I wasn't cooking up this charm, I think I would have still taken you home with me. Good. I think you're hard enough for me now. I'm sure you've been wondering about these gloves. They aren't just for show, darling. I'd only dress up like this if I wanted to do something with it. I bet you've never seen something like this before. It's latex. And I promise, it will feel much better than my bare hands. Just relax, darling. I could hear you moaning with my lips around your tip. You can't deny this feels good. Do you really want this to stop now? Silence speaks louder than words. There we go. Lay back and let me take over. Feel my fingers going up and down. I never had the chance to break these gloves out before. I almost forgot how to talk to people normally. That's how long it's been since I've had a visitor. But you're such a pleasant little house guest. Even though it must have been terrifying to wake up like that, you've stayed so calm and quiet. Maybe because of that little knife you have in your belt. You think you can keep me focused on playing with your cock long enough to saw your way free? You know that's cheating, right? And I really, really hate cheaters. Gotcha! Oh, come on now. You think I'm a fool? I've been alive longer than you can probably comprehend. And when you make enough deals with the devil, you start to get clever enough to make it work for you. You're just a darling little hunter, a little fly caught in my silky web. I can't understand why you want to escape with this lovely sorceress touching you so gently. Don't speak. I don't think you get to do that anymore, darling. I'm a little hurt that you want to get away. Even after I've gone through all this effort. But even a master of the dark arts isn't entirely heartless. Come harvested from the unwilling, it's barely potent enough. I know you want this, even if you don't entirely know it. I see that look in your eye, that blush. I hear your breaths hitching when my fingers stroke your base. You can't even shake your head to deny me. Then don't. I need your power, and you need this pleasure. Keep throbbing like that, but don't even think about coming until I tell you to. If it's not done on my terms, it won't come out right. You're mine, darling hunter, body and soul. Oh, was that a little bit of fear? I'm only half flirting. Souls grow back. I'll just need a little drop for this charm, and it will be all better soon. Don't guys want to come their souls out anyway? Just think of it as me doing it literally. God, this is getting me so wet. I almost want to take your cum with my pussy. Make you fill me up and give me your child. But that can wait. Business first, then pleasure. You're getting so close, aren't you? I can feel you pushing your hips into my hands. You want to let go for me. Finally, you're giving in. Good darling. But I don't think you've earned it. I'll let you speak, if only to plead for me. Beg to come, darling hunter. Good. Say, please let me come, Mercy. I think you deserve a treat for being so good. When I say zero, come for me, alright? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Come for me, darling. I won't waste a drop. Perfect. I think you gave me just enough to make this charm work perfectly. Maybe even enough for a second charm. I'm sure you're wondering what the first one is for. It's for my own lifespan, of course. Something to extend it by a few years. Usually blood works just fine, but I just couldn't resist having such a handsome young hunter help me make something especially potent. Add it to the cauldron and... there! All done! Now, I really should get preparations ready for the second charm. A fertility one, of course! You really thought I was just going to let you go? I've needed a husband for so long. And I think I found a wonderful father for my children. I already told you, darling Hunter. You're mine. Body. And soul.